You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 264. Today is another mini episode, countdown to kickoff for day number 88, Corey Robinson. Corey Robinson is a senior, 6'4 and a half, 215 pounds. Hails from San Antonio, Texas, where he attended high school at San Antonio Christian School. Now, there are some question marks surrounding Corey Robinson with this upcoming football season. He had the concussion problems and still hasn't made a decision as far as if he will return with the team. However, we still wanted to give him some recognition and go through kind of his years at Notre Dame. So we'll start off with his high school career, go through his recruiting, and then go through the first few years at Notre Dame, and then wrap up with, I guess, kind of our expectations, assuming that he returns to the football team this fall, how we project this season to go, and how he'll impact this football team. So starting with recruiting, Randall, can you tell us a little bit about how all of this got started?
Well, Corey Robinson, obviously his dad was a star in the NBA, so you would think that he would have maybe been a basketball player. But that wasn't really the case. He did play basketball in high school, but he was hurt, and he didn't play a whole – he didn't actually even play that much basketball. I mean, he was on the team, but he didn't actually get that much playing time. But football, he really liked football. And the first couple of years he played, he did pretty good. And then all of a sudden, he started getting offered. You know, he didn't expect to play football in college. But all of a sudden, with the numbers he was putting up, he started getting scholarship offers. You know, he's from San Antonio. Texas wanted film. I think Kansas did. Different teams wanted film of him. And actually, before this was even going to happen, he had planned to attend Navy, just like his dad did, and that was kind of the plan. But when he started getting these scholarship offers, things kind of changed, obviously. His junior year, he had 42 catches for 660 yards and 10 touchdowns, which are pretty good numbers. But then his senior year, he had 67 catches for 1,414 yards and 20 touchdowns. And he had some pretty crazy games. One game, he was 9 catches for 151 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Hold it.
And another one, he was 9 catches for 229 yards and 3 touchdowns. And one of those was a game-winning touchdown. So obviously, you know, he did have the size in high school. He was 6'6". You know, he had some size as far as length. He only weighed about 190 pounds when he showed up at Notre Dame. But obviously he's putting up big numbers, and Notre Dame gave him a scholarship, and that's where he ended up going. And or 6'5". I said 6'6". He was 6'5". But he didn't even redshirt his first year. I mean, you would think a guy his size, you know, need to bulk up a little bit, but he actually ended up playing his freshman season. And he played in all 13 games and actually started 3 games that year. His total for the year was 9 receptions for 157 yards and 1 touchdown. So, pretty impressive for a guy his size. I remember it seemed like every time he caught the ball, which it still is like that a little bit. I mean, it's gotten better, but especially his freshman season. I mean, as soon as he touched the ball, I mean, it was like he fell over on the ground and just curled up and tried to hang on to the ball.
I thought you were going to say whenever he'd catch the ball, the camera would always go over to his dad on the sideline. But that was also happening in year 2 and year 3.
Yes. That is always the David Robinson watch is alive and well as long as Corey Robinson is at Notre Dame.
So so Corey did see decent amount of action for a skinny freshman in 2013. Then as a sophomore, he really had a great season. Played in all 13 games. Had 40 receptions for 539 yards and had five touchdowns. So really productive in the touchdowns, and it seemed like Notre Dame looked his way a lot when they got into the red zone. Not a big play guy. I think I believe his longest catch was about 35 yards. So not the kind of big plays that you get with Will Fuller, but he was very reliable and a guy that helped Everett Golson out quite a bit in 2014.
Well, yeah. Here's one stat. 10 of his 40 receptions went at least 20 yards. And 32 of his 40 receptions were either first downs or touchdowns.
Wow.
So that's pretty impressive. It seems, well, I'll mention that a little bit later after we go through his stats.
And then I think everyone expected last year, his junior season, for that productivity just to continue. And I think the reason it didn't is because of someone called Chris Brown. Chris Brown had a phenomenal season. And so I think that was what kept Corey off the field. And I know that he did struggle a little bit. He did have some opportunities where he dropped balls. But I think a lot of it was just the success that Chris Brown was having.
I agree with you a little bit on that. I also think that he had other things on his mind in 2015. I think he, he played quite a bit of football, and I think he was, with all the other projects he had going on at campus, which he eventually ran for class president, I think he was more focused on some of that stuff and not as focused on the football like he should have been.
I do agree. I do agree that had an effect as well. And for his numbers last year as a junior, he had 16 receptions for 200 yards and did still have one touchdown. He had that touchdown catch against USC, and it was a big catch for sure.
I'd say the biggest game that he's had in his career at Notre Dame would have been the Florida State game in 2014. He came up with a couple catches in that last drive, and I think he had two touchdowns in that game. And he should have had a third one. He was the guy that caught that pass that was overturned, or that touchdown pass that was overturned there to end the game. He should have had three touchdown passes in that game, and I'd say that was definitely the biggest game of his Notre Dame career at this point, just because he came up with some, down the stretch they went to him, which they seem to do that a lot late in games. When it comes down to crunch time, they seem to go to him for some reason, which obviously his numbers show why. In 2014, those 32 receptions for first downs or touchdowns, I mean, maybe he doesn't catch it as often, but when he does, it's usually, it's an important play.
So, Randall, if Corey Robinson does return to the football team, how do you see him impacting this 2016 season, his senior season?
I think if he actually decides to come back, that it'll be his best year at Notre Dame. Because I think right now he's making that decision of whether he wants to play football or not. And if he decides to come back, he obviously wants to play, and he'll be focused. It's his last year. He'll be focused and ready to contribute.
Okay, and here's where we differ. I have been on record saying that I don't think Notre Dame will have a receiver like Will Fuller for a decade. He's a once-in-a-decade kind of athlete. However, there are athletes like Chris Brown and C.J. Procise to a point at the wide receiver group when he played wide receiver that are going to keep Corey Robinson off the field. Torrey Hunter Jr., Equanimeous St. Brown, Corey Holmes, those three guys. And if C.J. Sanders were healthy, those four guys, but I'm not sure how strong C.J. is going to be coming back, but at least those three guys are going to be your three primary receivers this year. And although if Corey Robinson does come back, I do think he'll definitely see the field, but it'll be in a lesser role even than in 2014 where he had 40 catches. He would be more like maybe 25 catches.
Okay, well, we'll see who's right at the end of the season.
And where I do think he could really contribute to this team is from a leadership standpoint. He's not a loud guy, but he is thoughtful. And just watching him on the sideline, on TV, on game day, but also on a season with Notre Dame on Showtime, he was often getting at guys, encouraging them, keeping them motivated. And I think he can bring that kind of maturity to the wide receiver group. I don't think he'll affect the whole team, but he can bring maturity to an inexperienced wide receiver group that needs a guy who is mature and has some sense of direction.
Yeah, so I agree.
All right, anything else, Randall, with Corey Robinson?
Yeah, he does love music. He taught himself to play guitar and drums. He took 10 years of piano lessons. He learned to play ukulele on vacation, which we've seen. If you watch the Showtime, you had a chance to see him play ukulele. And he played saxophone in middle school, and he picked up bass from his dad. So he's definitely a musician. There was even a comment made that maybe he'll write and compose his own music for his wedding once that time comes around. So something he loves to do, and I'm sure you might see him. Might see pictures of him playing his ukulele again while he's still there at Notre Dame.
And Randall, as far as Corey Robinson on Twitter and or Instagram, do you have that?
Yes. Should have dropped it on the Twitter. On Twitter, it's Corey Robinson. Hang on, I got a phone. My phone had died suddenly, and it erased everything.
And I thought I had it pulled up here too, and then I wasn't logged in.
Excuse, it's Corey Robinson 13.
Okay.
And it's also the same on Instagram.
All right, very good.
Sorry, on Instagram it's Corey Robinson 88.
Okay.
So he does do some traveling, and obviously he's the student body president, and so it's definitely an interesting follow. Post a lot of pictures on Instagram. So that's all I got.
Thank you guys for listening. Check back again tomorrow for Thursday's episode, day number 87. And it's all about Keenan Centiliver. And if you don't know who that is, check it out and we'll give you the heads up or the down low.